You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app. As you heard there, 12 degrees in Green Bay, 11 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkosh. We're joined by a very special guest, Joe Klick, a physical education teacher at Sybil Hop. Got a nice text here. Joe, I don't even know who this is from. Joe is a true treasure to our area. We're blessed to have him in our son's life. No. Well, Joe, let's talk about that and something else that you've got going that Jim is very, very, very interested in.
Joe, is that plugged in, his headset?
I hope so.
Okay, you can hear. I
can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, good. It's usually
plugged in down here.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Joe, welcome again.
Pay no attention to the old man. Pay attention to the old man trying to tell you how to work a headphone.
High tech. High tech.
Yeah. I thought that would be plugged in over here for the creator.
I thought it was.
Okay. Where in the hell is Conrad, what are you doing?
He's one of those super nice guys. He's one of those super nice guys, yeah. Johnny, that wouldn't. Sometimes they don't say like us. We complain, and we shouldn't be. And
I think we're good.
All right, Joe, you are the physical education teacher at Sybil Hop. Sybil Hop, of course, is a school that we have that serves all of Brown County for people with disabilities. You got about 165 students there from age two or three to 21. This is pretty cool that you are doing the physical part of it, because I think that's something that people might say, let's focus on something else. And yet, you not only teach these kids, you came up with some pretty creative programs. I want you to tell us a little bit about this outdoor movement connections that you designed.
You have me at outdoor. movement. Get away, get out of the gym. That's just
right.
100%. So outdoor movement connections, it really combats some things that not only affect my guys and gals at Sybil Hop, but just broader youth, adolescents, and young adults. It's more convenient now than ever to be on a device, right? Your phone, iPad, watching TV, staying inside, then getting out and being active. So outdoor movement connections really combats those by getting my students and clients in the outdoors through outdoor pursuits, which is like moving through nature and non-mechanized means. So you think like biking, hiking, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, those kind of things, and other outdoor recreation. So sledding, fishing, ice fishing, bocce ball, cornhole, things like that.
Awesome.
Okay, and this design of this program, I mean, you went to school at La Crosse and Point, you said?
Yep.
And did you study physical education for people with disabilities, or are you just a physical education degree teacher?
Yeah, is there one for disabilities?
Yeah, that's a great question. So originally at La Crosse, I just got my physical education and health education degrees. Like I alluded to earlier, teaching at Medford and kind of being put in a position to teach adaptive physical education, my SPED director at the time asked if it would be something that I would go back to school for, and I did. So I got my adaptive physical education add-on through Stevens Point.
Oh, so there is a degree.
There is, yep.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal with these young people, what's like the biggest reward for you? Where are you taking them to a place that maybe they've been uncomfortable going to, or just haven't they had the opportunity?
Yeah. The biggest reward is definitely like the reverberations and the after the fact. You know, you like me and a colleague have taken clients camping before, and having these clients come up to me and talk to me about it a year or two later and still remember it and remember what we did and how we did it.
And that's awesome.
That's the stuff that's really special to me.
Joe Klicka for Golden Apple, right?
Absolutely, no question. I think it's fantastic.
We had the Golden Apple people on last week. That's why I'm saying that.
But you're talking about all these things that you do like in regular gym, or I shouldn't say gym class. Nobody says that anymore.
It's
shows how old I am.
He said that's right.
So you got it's all right. I'm not one of those guys who gets offended.
But with with you got that program where you have to organize those things. Then it's a whole new one. Your mind must be 24/7 pretty much on how do I find ways to help some of these people move? Plain and simple, right? Move.
It's crazy. It really just doesn't turn off. I'm always thinking of more opportunities, how to engage my students in just more experiences. So I also coordinate like our summer school program. I coordinate our summer family engagement events. So just, like I said, just trying to provide as many opportunities to our students and their families as possible.
And you come up with a lot of this. I mean, I really want to get to that because I think you could, you know, you're busy now. You sound like you're really busy now, but you could take that a step further. I was very involved in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and we're an organization, 450 mayors, that we always look for best practices, always. And people are really good about sharing information that works. I was telling you during the break, from composting to certain things on crime and, that whole midnight basketball, that the stuff all comes out of organizations like that. Have you given some thought to a book or a video or what is that called? A podcast now, John?
That's what I hear.
These kids.
It's a wave of the future, I'm telling you.
And they on the computer?
Yeah.
I'm serious, Joe. I mean,
you don't even need a radio anymore.
don't say that.
It's unbelievable.
But Trump said there's kids with special needs are ubiquitous, right? I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah. And I think people are always looking for how can we help, and some people just don't know.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's something that I haven't really thought too much about. I've really just been focused on serving my guys and gals, and then now kind of broadening it out and serving more people within the community that don't go to Sybil Hop that are interested in my program option, but I haven't thought about spreading out and trying to educate more people.
Is there stuff you need from us, like here just with this voice on the radio, that is there something you need for the off-season type things or anything for people or even a place that, you know, you could use to bring some of your students to?
Oh, that's a great question. I hadn't even thought about that. Honestly, I'm so appreciative of this support and you guys bringing me on just to give me an opportunity to talk about my students and what I do.
I think it's an important thing.
Oh, yeah, you know the community. I mean, it's a pretty giving community. I mean, Johnny works a lot with the veterans. I work a lot with the homeless. And, of course, you're working with people with disabilities. And people in our community, and I'm talking Oshkosh, Appleton, we have pretty big hearts. And they want to do it, but sometimes people don't know what to do. And you have some fundraisers that come up throughout the year that we can just go to your website. How would we find out? I know you have a big golf outing, but...
Yep, on our website, you'll be able to see all of our parent organization events. Our parent organization is so fantastic. They go above and beyond. You just referenced the golf outing. That's an all-year undertaking. They're finding sponsors. They're
right.
You know, getting things, getting teams signed up. It is such a big effort, but to see what it provides our students, I mean, all the hard work is definitely worth
it. Can I tell you one of the most favorite things I've ever done, like, I don't want to even say charity-wise, but I mean just off the air type thing, is when I do the play-by-play for the Sybil Hop versus Cop basketball game.
That's awesome. I still have an old plaque for my prior Phi Ed teacher in my office that says the Hop versus Cop basketball game.
That was so much cool. Fun. I'll never forget. And these kids would get, I mean, that gym would be just hopping. They'd make sure the cop would make. And a good friend, you know, they were going to hop kids. Stretch, I think, is he's made a shot and he's running down court. His arms up. They're going to win. One of my buddies who's a cop from DePere just threw it up and it went in. And these kids are like lying on the floor. But we counted that he had traveled or something.
There you go.
Into overtime, or something like that. Yeah, we made sure of that. But they took that serious. They wanted to win that game.
It's the absolute best. I do something similar. So I got a basketball tournament coming up where I'm bringing back a bunch of my alumni and they're going to compete alongside. My current athletes.
Neat.
And I do the same thing. I, you know, get the smoke machine out.
Absolutely.
And now it's, you know. You better believe it.
Right here, Joe. Here's your announcer.
Yeah, there we go.
He's got that.
Absolutely.
Joe, Sybil Hop, is that these kids need to exercise like all kids all year. But, you know, sometimes when Phi Ed's school's out, I don't know, for whatever reason, the parents are busy or can't do that. Is Sybil Hop a year-round, or is it the same curriculum as public schools?
We go like a typical school year, but then, like I said, I coordinate our summer program, which it's kind of like summer school, but it's more relaxed. It's only 6 hours a day for 4 days out of the week. So they do have like some additional opportunities, but it's not any different than your normal school year.
I mentioned something a little. Do you take them out of their comfort zones a little bit? Do you try to?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. I push my students to do things that they definitely don't usually do or do without my guidance.
And you know what? That is such, I remember Bill Schrader awesome. For the Packers.
Yeah.
He used to do a great thing with kids with cancer. And boy, he would take them out to those zip lines.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't even want to do that thing. And some of those other, that high tower where you got the stuff on and your confidence builder stuff. And those kids had never been in those kind of situations. Mm-hmm. But man, you want to talk about some huge smiles and squeals when they did do it because they're all afraid. Then when it was done, wow, was it great to see.
Yeah. When you get people out of their comfort zone a little bit and you're in that uncomfortable area, that's where true growth and that happens. We used to take our students to a place called Lions Camp in Rosholt. And exactly what you're talking about. High elements, rock walls,
yes.
Zip lines, all these different things. And some of my students would get really worked up. They'd be really nervous. They'd be scared. And then they'd do it. And it was so rewarding.
Wow. I think that's awesome what you're doing.
I do too.
Someone, and I got to believe there's parents or some kids that might be listening. I teach at TC. They better be listening. if they have an interest in this, tell me, go through your career path again. And how
do you need volunteers?
Interns.
Yeah. So the short term, like near future vision, what I want to see is I want, high quality area high school students that are geared towards servant leadership, that want to be a part of what I'm building, to come in and share in these outdoor experiences with my clients. That's like the next step. Cause I do all these unified events where we do unified sports, right? So I've coordinated 3-on-3 unified tournaments with West Appear Middle School students. I work with Coach Grison over at West Appear High School to do a football camp. And those events are not only beneficial for my students, but they're really impactful for those area high school students.
Phenomenal. Good stuff, Joe. That's keep awesome, it rocking.
Yeah.
What you're doing to help people that years ago, not even that many years ago, didn't have any of these opportunities, man, you're changing their lives and their quality of life. Joe Klicka, physical education teacher at Sybil Hop, but also creator of Outdoor Movement Connections. Please keep in touch with us. Let us know. We want to publicize what you got going. We want to help you whatever ways you need it.
Your website, Joe, do you know it for Sybil Hop?
I think it's just sybilhop.org.
Okay.
If they can find you, look into that.
We're going to get you back here. I think what you're doing is great.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Keep giving us progress reports, whatever we can do to help, okay?
All right, cool.
Thank you, Joe. We got to set a quick break. We come back. Jim and Bentley Gerzak, 23's Cleats for Kids. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On the mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WSS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Very special guest there, Joe Klicka.
Right.
Great young man, and what he's doing to help out some of the folks that a little bit disabled. Just fantastic idea.
And talking to him, looking at him, just he could do other things.
Sure, absolutely. He's, do anything in that field.
Unbelievable. Great shape and a lot of energy. Great speaker. What a calling. I just applaud people that choose that. He's been there 10 years. He's obviously very committed to the Sybil Hop and to helping people with disabilities. That's not really the right word. You could call it something else.
All right.
But anyway, we're two old white guys. So
I know.
We have disabilities.
I know. Please don't hold that against us.
We're trying. We are trying. But I think that's pretty interesting that, kids today or anyone today, you have opportunities and maybe that's something you just don't think of. It's like, I feel for people with disabilities, or I have a brother, cousin, or a neighbor. And I'd like to help them out. And you know, look, you can go there and help him out with the physical part of it and outdoor activities. And he's kind of seems like he's writing the book on it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But it's pretty amazing. You know, when I deal with the amputee softball team and the right. football team and everything, it's pretty amazing in maybe 20 years, 15 years, you know, as horrific, and not saying anything good at all about somebody getting hurt in the wars or anything like that, but it really forced companies to come up with better prosthetics. And they really have, which has then, you know, also got into the regular, normal world of people who need things like that. So it was, you know, necessity is was the face of invention at times. And there's never been a time where folks with some where they've ever had more opportunity.
And like you said, they get the right equipment or else he makes it.
Exactly.
he makes it right.
But he tailor designs it for the individual. It.
Right. And I think when we talk about the generation, we're not really too old, white guys. But there's just a lot more.
We're not.
Well, but everyone, I'm saying, Johnny's, there's just a lot more community engagement and afterwards empathy in the kids today than there was when we were. But we didn't have the opportunities. I mean, our parents didn't say, look, do you want to go do this? Or, I don't know, bigger environmental or volunteering at the homeless shelter. Maybe we didn't have them. But I just, today, everybody does that. And it's like, well, I wish we would have done more.
I don't remember doing anything. In my day, seriously, for the community or whatever?
We were good Catholic boys, altar boys, but we just, I don't know if our...
There wasn't any opportunity, was there?
But it was there. It's just maybe the structure wasn't there. Well, there were homeless people there. There were people with disabilities when we were kids. I mean, it was there. There was poverty when we were there. There was needs when we were there. I just don't think we had the framework or the leadership to give
us
the opportunity.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
But I think it's pretty cool. Like I've told you a number of times, but... You know, it was just that one time that we had the football team on from Bayport, right?
Yeah.
They were world champion, whatever, state champions. And the guys just saying, these are really good kids, and they're all volunteering. Oh, yeah, I work here. I volunteer there. And then I went to the shelter, and the Notre Dame football team was there. Nobody makes them do that. I mean, they are really – these kids are wired pretty good.
Well, you know what they were talking to about no question, at Westy Pier with the Chris Grayson with the football camps. Like, I've been to a few of those in different places. That's really cool. Seeing some of these kids get involved with that, and they have tournaments with them now, the whole thing.
We've had people on here from Special Olympics, and I just think that's great that whether you commit your whole life to it, but just to volunteer, help out, send money, I just think those are cool things. I'm glad that we can bring that to our listeners.
We had our guy Jason Miller on here, who was a superstar disabled athlete, wheelchair athlete.
Right.
I mean, superstar, like All-American, like in the Hall of Fames and things like that. And he says the same thing, though. We still need more ways for those people to have, you know, their own places where they can go and do whatever they...
Basketball.
There is still a big need for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully that comes through more.
But I think the awareness is much, much better than it was when we were younger.
Oh, no question.
And I think that's
not even a question.
And even the students volunteering, it's not mandatory. And that's what I think is like really cool. I mean, some schools it is, but some kids, they just send an email, you know, we'd like to volunteer. The swim team from UWGB, you know,
Well, I will say this, though, too, and not that they wouldn't do it out of the goodness of their heart anyway, but certain colleges you're looking to get into, that is big.
Medical
that
school.
That could be a difference maker.
Think about it.
That could be a tiebreaker.
It can, all things being equal.
Yes.
They're going to look for the kid that doctors and just volunteering, the hospitals. And I think, you know, I'm not on those selection committees, but I tell you, if I was hiring someone and all things being equal, GPAs and all that, and you look at who did some volunteer work, and especially some leadership and volunteer work, absolutely.
Yeah, not even a question.
So
I think that's one of those good, it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, it is.
Along those ways. But I think you develop some empathy in working with those athletes as well in a really good way.
Because it's not, what's that movie, Greed is Good? You know what I mean? Like, life is more than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forgot the guy's name.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Bernie Mado?
No, who's the guy in there? He was in the skybox when we were at the Super Bowl.
An actor or an actual guy?
An actor. An actor who was the guy in Wall Street that said greed is good?
Michael Douglas?
Yes. That's it. Yes.
Aren't you proud of me that I came up with that one?
And I was sitting right next to him. I couldn't think of his name.
Wow. Anyway, I didn't know you were sitting next to Michael Douglas.
He was in the...
Did you ask about the streets of San Francisco?
That was the, isn't Michael, is there one old and one young? He was the young one. He's with a
Streets of San Francisco.
Never saw it.
Oh, you did too. The Streets of San Francisco was fantastic. He played the young cop. The other guy played the old cop.
Yeah.
No.
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 No. My wife was like, wow.
There's
did
you Michael ask
Douglas.
About the movie?
I didn't
the
talk execution to him. I did not talk to him. I did not talk to him. God. I just want to say I didn't talk to him. There was other
that
people
would have,
in there.
He would have loved it if I was sitting next to him.
Oh, yeah. It was a Super Bowl, John. I think he was there to watch the game.
Remember
he
the
was actually in the
TV
front row.
Movie, The Execution of Private Eddie Slovak?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in that, too?
Yeah. He was the star of it. It's based on a true story. A kid from Detroit. He was executed by the Americans during World War II.
Well, that's
the last one ever shot by a firing squad because they had to make an example of desertion.
That's a good plot.
Oh, and he deserted because of a special reason. I forget something. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I could have talked to him that entire ball game against
that
movie.
He would have just loved that.
He would have loved that. Wow. The movie Falling Down. Remember the movie Falling Down?
You would say that to him, too. He was in it. Hey, Michael, do you remember the movie Falling Down? It's like, I starred in it.
I could go on and on.
Yeah, he would have just loved that. No, just let him
alone. Did you get a number?
No, man. I told you there's a lot of people out there.
Opportunity, Jim. All right, we got to start a quick break. We're going to be talking about 23's Cleats for Kids.
Great program.
Coming up. Back after this.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Every middle and high school in the Oshkosh Area School District has overdose aid kits right next to the AEDs and other life-saving equipment. Matt Kemmerer, Oshkosh Director of Pupil Services.
Yeah, I think the rise of fentanyl has really changed the game for everybody, you know, in our community, in our schools, in that it can literally be in anything now, you know, whether it be a pill, a gummy, a vape. There are instances where a student may take something that they think is one thing and it turns out to be something that could potentially end their life. So we want to be prepared for every situation.
The overdose aid kits contain naloxone nasal spray, fentanyl testing strips, and information about treatment and recovery support. The district partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative Overdose Response Network and Start Healing Now to install the kits. The Appleton Parks and Recreation Committee is taking up the matter of the Independence Day fireworks at its meeting today. The Appleton JCs had organized the festival for years until they stepped down as hosts, leaving the city to host the fireworks alone in 2024. Appleton published a request for proposals from those willing to host an event. Only two submissions were received, and Parks and Recreation Director Dean Gaza is recommending accepting the proposal from Wisconsin Entertainment Group. Tatiana Kionis will spend 8 years in jail and 10 years extended supervision for selling fentanyl at a Green Bay daycare facility in January of last year. The 22-year-old Kionis was sentenced Friday in Brown County Court. The State Department of Children and Families shut down the Green Bay Academy, citing multiple violations, child-to-staff ratios, and Kionis' actions. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 7:36 here at a Monday morning. 12 degrees in Green Bay, 11 degrees in Appleton, 12 degrees in Oshkosh. On a lot of big-time things happening today. National Flannel Day, as we mentioned. Greatest material ever made.
Whatever.
International Cribbage Day. Greatest card game ever created. So we got those going for us. And we got some very, very impressive people coming through here. The young man we just had. Talk about his great project. Now we have another young guy here. Talk about a great program called 23's Cleats for Kids. And I'm just going to read off the mission statement here. Mission is to make a positive impact on the lives of young individuals, fostering a sense of empowerment, joy, and community spirit. Cleats 23 Cleats for Kids believe that every child deserves a chance to pursue their passions, and having the right footwear is a critical part of that journey. Whether it's on the soccer field, football field, baseball diamond, or other sports arena, we aim to equip kids with the tools they need to feel confident, comfortable, and ready to take on new challenges.
And I bet you wrote that. And we have the president of these cleats for kids with us. And how old are you?
10.
All right. Just for our listeners, this is another one of you superstar kids that we have in our community. And you're at Da Vinci School, and you started this program.
Yeah.
Tell us how you came up with this idea.
So I won a pair of cleats from our soccer club, and I donated them back. I saw the kid play better and felt better, so I want to keep doing it with the help of mom and dad.
And how do you get the cleats?
So people can go to our website, www.23scleats4kids.com, and they can donate.
And you get the cleats, and you clean them up, or can they be new or used? Or I'm sure you prefer new.
Yeah, new or used.
Okay.
They're a little bit dirty.
Where does the 23 come from?
My soccer number.
Ah, okay. That was Michael Jordan. Like stealing from him or her. No.
You get these cleats, and how do you decide where the cleats go? Because your theory is that if kids have good shoes, good cleats, they're going to play better or feel better.
Yeah. So they can go to our website and request a donation.
Really? And that's your decision then?
Yeah.
So again, how do you get all these? Because you must have to go through a lot of cleats, right?
Yeah.
So you get them from, do you have an event or is it just every day or every week somebody sends a pair
of drop off place or anything like that? Or
so we did do a thing at ETS a while ago where it was 23 days with a drop in.
Okay. Very cool. Wow. How did you come up? You're at Da Vinci, and I don't want to say Da Vinci kids are smarter than other kids, but you are in a gifted and talented school. But we've had a couple of you kids on that are rather creative, wouldn't you say, Johnny?
Entrepreneurs.
So, did you see this being done somewhere else? And you're like, hey, I can do this. Or did somebody, I see you got a pretty good board of directors here.
Bentley, president, 10 years old. James, vice president, dad. Kirsten, secretary treasurer, mom.
That's awesome. It's a family thing, which is really important. But again, tell me about how you got started on this.
So it was mainly just from when I won those pair of cleats from my soccer club.
And you got them. Somebody gave those to you. And you're like, I don't really need them as much as someone else? Or?
Well, yeah, because I won them from a raffle.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, a lot of people win stuff from raffles and keep it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it? I mean, you decided to give them away.
Yeah.
And that's where the passion started.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's really cool.
But now you have some other events you're talking about for fundraising or whatever. Yeah. Could you talk about those things?
So we have Pi Day at our school, which will be a cleat drive, new or used.
Was that Pi Day?
Yeah.
Explain that.
So it's a 5K. It's 3.14 miles.
Okay.
For the number pi.
John, that's pi.
I know. We talked about this. 7.1. No, wait. Nope.
3.14.
Yes. I was getting to that.
Yeah. Which
wow.
Ask him.
Give me time.
What pi means. Don't ask him.
It's a Monday morning.
It is. It's early. So you have Pi Day, but that's on, is that on the 14th? It's on the Saturday, I think, before St. Patrick's.
We have 3:14, right?
Yes, John. They've only been doing this for, 10 years.
I'm just saying it's 3:14.
Right.
I got that right.
You did. You did. And but what does pi mean?
Me?
I'm just kidding. He knows.
It's anyway. The circumference of a circle divided by itself. Right?
Yes.
How's that?
That he's being super nice to you. It's not divided. It's not divided by itself. No, not by itself. But anyway,
something
Bentley,
like that.
So Bentley, that there's also a fundraiser there, and the money goes to help send some of our troops to the Glory.
Yeah.
Full light.
So we are partnering with them to do Souls of Honor Walk With Us campaign, where we'd be donating comfy walking shoes to the veterans for when they put on a few miles.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you're the shoe guy.
You're the shoe guy, boy. This is the shoe king of Green Bay.
And people can go to that. They don't necessarily have to do the 5K. They can just participate, drop off cleats. You're going to have a table, a booth there or something?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, that's very
all
cool.
All sizes?
Huh? Yeah.
All sizes cleats? Yeah. Cool.
Do you have a favorite shoe or anything? If you could wave a magic wand? Nope.
No.
Early Air Jordans from like 1986.
Yeah, right.
Worth about $40,000.
So you appear to be a pretty smart energetic kid. What else do you do besides cleats for kids and study at Da Vinci?
I do flag football and soccer.
Very cool. You stay busy, huh?
Yeah.
Now, with your soccer fields, let me ask those. They're a little bit different than a few years back. These are pretty cool soccer fields you guys are playing on. Is there a special type of cleat you need on those versus some of the old ones with, you know, the longer grass and not as smooth and everything?
Well, it depends. If it's normally, if it's thinner, you want turf cleats, but if it's just a little bit longer, you can still do normal cleats.
Okay, so you take both then, huh?
Yeah.
Can you wear the normal cleats on the thinner stuff, the newer stuff?
You can, but it probably won't result well.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
Do they have those cleats where you can take out and put in different ones like we had?
Do they have those anymore?
No,
the guy used the little wrench, remember? And depending on how long the grass was, it?
Yeah.
Different fields?
You change out the cleats, I guess, the spikes.
Yeah. Spikes, we'd call them.
Yeah.
You know what? These kids don't have the experience of the gym. We had the metal cleats. Remember, the baseball team walking across the parking lot?
Yeah.
And this great clicking sound?
We sounded like horses.
Yes, they did. It sounded like it.
Pretty sure they still have those in baseball.
Do they have some of those like that?
I know in soccer, you can't
use them. You can't use them in soccer. No, I know that. But it was a pretty cool sound back in the day.
All right.
It really was. So you didn't watch the Super Bowl, huh?
No.
Okay, but you watched the halftime show.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need somebody young to explain the halftime show.
Young and smart.
Yes. Could you do that for us, please?
So Kendrick Lamar, one of the biggest rappers right now, he had to remix all of his songs because he swears a lot of them.
Okay.
He did a really good job, and yeah.
Really, you think he did a good job?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did we.
See, we didn't think we thought people were like supposed to really get into it and stuff like that. You know, be kind of, you know, jamming with him, and everybody just kind of sat there.
Yeah.
I can't tell you a word he said.
I can't tell you where the other things. I didn't know if it was one long song or a series because
it was. It was a series.
Okay.
Okay.
What were the guys doing behind him?
Oh,
all those guys.
Background dancers.
What was that?
At one point, they made an American flag with all their colors.
Yeah, I guess really so, right? Cool. Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Sleeping by then.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the game?
No.
Do you follow football?
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite?
Packers.
Yeah.
So how did you get number 23 in soccer?
Well, from Michael Jordan, mainly.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. All right. So, okay, you're off to such a great start. You guys have such a great school over there. What's your goal in life? I mean, do you want to stay in some kind of a charity-type work or help in the local community? What do you hope to do?
Well, yeah, continue to do this and probably a sports agent.
Sports agent?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can see that, can't you?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, not even a question. Not even a question.
That's, you know, you get the right guy, 10% of 20...
Yeah.
About 200 million. That,
we could use
that'll
an
make
agent.
Ends meet.
Let's be honest, Jim. We could use an agent. Let's be honest here. So how many pairs have you collected so far, and what is your goal?
My goal this year was 23 in the first year,
okay.
And we're well over 100.
Collected wow. And donated. That's incredible.
That is.
That's fantastic. Well over 100 pair already.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of people happy. Take it age, just as long as it's kids, or you have sizes you like, or men, women, boys, girls.
Anybody.
Really?
Wow.
That's cool. I'm glad you're doing this. I mean, and you're a good example to other students. Not that Da Vinci needs a whole lot of that, but there's other kids that may be listening or following you. Do you advertise? Do you have like a website, podcast or something?
Yeah, we have our website.
Okay. Give me that again.
It's www.23scleats, the number 4, and then kids with a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah. Is the 4 in honor of Brett Favre or anything? Or just,
no.
Just, okay.
No.
Thank you.
It's unique.
All right, thank you. Just unique.
Just
I like
unique.
That a lot.
All right.
This is a great thing you're doing here. Congratulations. And trust me, for every person that gets a pair of these cleats, that's really special to them. And that means knowing that somebody like yourself put in the work, doing all this, you know, stuff behind the scenes to make that work. That's quite the thing. Congratulations.
And like he said, you know, I mean, it's more than a pair of cleats. You make these people feel
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
I think that's awesome what you're doing.
Packers ever donate? Do you have any like size 16s or anything like that? None of those, huh?
We have some pretty big shoes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Got some pretty big kids, I'll bet, huh, already?
Yeah.
And do you, that's what I was going to say. Do you guys take it up to a certain age, or do you pretty much?
Anybody.
Anybody. Okay.
And they just go on your website, say, look, I need some cleats, and you and your board of directors, your mom and dad, make that decision, right?
Well, they have to fill out like a little document of.
Why they need them or something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So you do a little vetting, as they say, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he knows what that word means.
So nobody's just going to, you know, take him and do it.
Don't ask us questions.
Well, I'm just throwing him, throwing it out there. Yeah. It's a good question. It's got to be asked. This is great, my friend. Once again, give yourself a little plug, who you are, what you do.
Bentley. We do 23 Squeeze for Kids. We donate cleats to kids.
That's awesome, Bentley. Bentley, what grade are you in? What are you, ninth, tenth, you fourth,
fifth,
fourth grade? All right, and you'll be there through eighth grade?
Huh? Maybe.
Okay, that's awesome. I mean, and thank you for doing this. You're a good example to other kids. Do you have other students helping you out with this, or are you kind of a one-man band?
Not right now.
All right, well.
Oh, you got mom and dad helping, though, so that's not bad, huh? Yeah. You got that working for you, which is nice.
You got some brothers or sisters you can rope into the clan?
I'm an only child.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
What subjects do you like?
Math.
Really?
Just like
that's
us.
That's not going to get
so
you any place.
We have so much in common. I had 10 brothers and sisters, and I did not like math. And I was not a Da Vinci either. You're an awesome kid. Thanks for coming in here today.
Thank you, guys.
Let me put you on the spot. So what is pi?
3.14159.
Where did that come from?
It's something about a circle.
I think it's the Egyptians. Was it the Egyptians?
I think
it was the Egyptians.
If anybody knows, it's going to be Bentley.
Or the Greeks. One of the two. Not the Italians. All right. Well, you guys had a quick break. We come back. We're talking with Lisa Pritzel, Powered by Movement, Dennis Rockhill, Einstein Project, and Neo. Still on our way. Stay with us.
Thanks, Bentley.
Yep.
You said that I changed.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror. Here in a good looking Monday morning. Like I said, a little bit chilly out there. 12 in Green Bay, 11 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkosh. You know when that song was big, Conrad? November of 1979, because I remember when I was moving from Arizona to Twin Falls, Idaho, and you know how they'd play the same six songs over the radio back in the day? And that whole drive, they were playing that song to the point I wanted to rip my eyes out of my head when I got to my destination from that song. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I couldn't be better.
Lisa Pritzel in the house. We're talking a lot about movement and stuff today. And here I am with this big, unbelievable boot on my foot, not looking very movable.
Well, you can always do chair yoga. I believe we talked about that the last time I was here.
I've been doing that. I've been doing that.
Good for you.
A lot.
I'm impressed.
Lisa, don't.
Jim, you don't know. You don't know what goes on here before you walk in the studio.
Well, I know you're not here.
Well, maybe
you're doing it upstairs.
I'm doing it upstairs.
Right. We're going to need to see evidence.
If.
Got to get my apartment cleaned. A little bit of a mess. So.
There it is.
Shouldn't be too much longer.
So you are empowered by movement.
I am now empowered by movement, a nonprofit. We did it. You did it.
You talked about
last time you were here.
Yeah.
Tell us the status. I think we're gonna keep you around for a little while, but tell us, this is something you've been talking about, dreaming about, and now it's here.
Yeah, I've been thinking about transitioning the business to a nonprofit for probably 2 years. Just to wrap my head around going from, wow, I operate this solo.
Well, tell people what you do solo.
Sure. Let's talk about that. Good. So I'm a certified teaching artist for an organization called Dance for PD, Parkinson's disease.
Yep.
And now we hold classes throughout the Green Bay and Appleton areas that tailor specifically to seniors and people with Parkinson's disease or other movement concerns. And it's all creative, music, movement, modality. Some people want to call it dance. It's a scary word, so I won't say that word. But yeah, it's phenomenal program.
And one of the places you do it is at Western.
Correct.
And you do it, you let class out at like 10 to 11 because I work out from 10 to 11. And there's a lot, I can't believe how many people are in your class.
That's Rocksteady Boxing. It's an amazing program, but we also hold our program there as well. So the Rocksteady Boxing program is also held at Western, and it's a non-contact boxing sport. So they have their program throughout their week. And then our program is Tuesday afternoons at Western.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what does someone do in your class and who's eligible for it?
So who's eligible? Seniors, anybody who loves music, creativity, people living with Parkinson's disease, other movement concerns. And we have about an hour and 15 minutes together, and we move and we find freedom through movement and music. We bring a lot of creative elements into it. So we're getting them to create and their own choreography and their own movement. Sometimes we'll bring in artists, which I'm going to plug for that. We are looking to collaborate with local artists in the area, whether it be musicians, poets, painters, sculptors. We use those influences in our class to create movement.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, this is so weird today. I mean, not weird, it's in a good way, but Joe Klicka here from Sybil Hop. I don't know if you heard him earlier, where he designs like 100 individual programs for students to get them to. And you seem like you do kind of the same thing.
Yeah, what an incredible guy. I was listening to him this morning. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
To devote your life to that is just so admirable. It's phenomenal.
And coming up in the bullpen is going to be that.
So you're going to take any of these people that you do your thing with mountain climbing?
I'm
not. Your husband was telling me that you guys were climbing Mount Everest or something next.
Well, he's climbing Mount Everest. My husband and I are leaving next Tuesday to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm leaving Thursday.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you that.
He's going to Manitowoc.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? That one's ski hill.
Yeah. Hidden Valley.
Baird Creek?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hidden Valley. That's the big one. We're going on the big one.
Wow, you're going all out.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I've been working out.
Michigan or something. I don't know.
You've been training last squats, so, lunges.
Absolutely. Yeah, good.
Kilimanjaro. Is a goal something you've had for years, or is it just like, hey?
It's a bucket list item. It's something we've never done before.
Got to be honest with you, Jim. As you were saying, I'm like, really, you're asking a question? No, they just decided to go to Mount Kilimanjaro this week.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up yesterday.
I would think you would think that's a lifetime thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been planning.
Is that in Nepal?
It is. No, that's Nepal is Mount Everest.
So yeah, when I was talking close to the girls that work at, I was asking them what I should get to eat at that Nepal restaurant we're going to go to one day. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
She was telling me.
The place on Main Street. That's where we're going. We're going to.
But I told her I was planning on going to Nepal to climb the Himalayas. And she looked at me strange because I don't think they're in Nepal.
Were you wearing your boot at the time?
Yes.
No, that's in Tanzania.
Yeah.
Kilimanjaro's in Tanzania.
Ah! Mm-hmm. Is that where your daughter worked?
Yeah, she climbed that. I had the opportunity to. That's an 8-day deal.
Yes.
And she, I was going down to visit her. She's like, Dad, do you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which is, like I said, 8 days, and you get a guide.
Correct.
Or do you want to go on a, like, 3-day safari? And the safari, I just want to say that I wish, I don't know. I'm really glad I picked the safari, though. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's, like, the real deal, the real. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, back to you on this movement. Tell me how, I get the physical movement, but tell me about the arts, how the music and the
yeah, how
the
does
visual,
poetry
right,
come into play?
Right. That's a great question. So people think about dance and maybe poetry as completely two different forms of art, right? One is a visual, two-dimensional. Dance is very three-dimensional. So we actually have a number of our students who are poets, and they'll write poetry, and we'll take words that strike up a lot of vivid imagery. So maybe it's, I'm going to make up a poem. Yeah. Here we go. This is putting Lisa on the spot. I'm going to sway through the fields, and I'm going to pick some roses. Okay. Right, so you're gonna pick
a
word.
That didn't rhyme.
No.
I could do some Andrew Dice
Clay. It's a haiku.
Play.
I don't know what that is either. Okay, so
hickory dickory. Yeah.
So you pick a word or two out there that has a lot of movement-based qualities, and then we create movement out of that and put it to music, and we've got a great little piece.
Nice. Yeah. Lisa Pritzel, stick around. Empowered by movement. Love what you're doing. Back with more right after this.
And I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. I didn't think about my lady.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.